Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
But Richard, when I ask you your opinion, and I respect and look for that opinion on the Ron Paul stuff, I understand you're obsessed with winning, so you want to start telling us how we can get Ron Paul in and delegate stuff. But the reason I got you on specifically was to comment on, you know, your view of this. And I mean, I tend to agree with you. That's why Ron Paul may not do this, is because he wants to continue through Campaign for Liberty past him. As he said, he wants to change the course of this country, not just be president. That he's just basically trailblazing for us right now, and that he's not going to want to start some third party that fizzles out. He's going to want to get everybody to basically take over the Republican Party. And that is happening to a great extent, to the old line Republicans' chagrin.
It sure is. We saw that example in California. You and I talked earlier how they actually canceled the Texas Republican straw poll. They canceled the Texas Republican straw poll this year, saying lack of interest. Come on now. We've got Rick Perry and Ron Paul, both Texas candidates, and there's supposedly a lack of interest. That's the powers that be are very concerned and worried. And one thing I looked at while you were discussing the situation with Herman Cain, a Federal Reserve answer for president, I looked at the schedule for the RNC. The RNC is scheduled to occur in late August of 2012. If we win the delegate battle and are victorious, there's no reason for Ron Paul to back out of any primaries. He's got to go at least till that date. If and when Ron Paul were to go third party, I don't even know if it's possible at that late of a date, but if he were to do it or try to do it, it would be after the RNC, which puts us around September of 2012, and I'd have to do research to see if you can even get on the ballot at such a late time. September 2012.
Richard, do research on that. We'll talk more about it later in the week or next week. Thank you, Richard Reeves. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Maryland. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
If they run this guy against Obama, then it could be like they can run the whole election as a race card, because they could say, well, if you don't like Obama or you don't like Herman Cain and you don't like black people and you're not voting because you're black, they can make every issue about it a black thing. Plus, they could have one of their little political assassinations, incite riots and all other kinds of stuff like that.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, now, if you don't like the weather, they say it's racist. If you have any opinion, like, I'd like mustard on that, they go, because you're racist. I mean, there was a guy in an ice cream cone outfit with sprinkles on, a Puerto Rican guy advertising an ice cream place, and it caused a giant hissy fit. I'm going to cover that more tonight, because they thought it was a Klan person. There's racial attacks all over the country, but it's done mainly against whites, because I guess it's seen that we're evil and deserve it. And AP was labeled racist. I'm going to cover this tonight with examples, because Obama kind of talked in what I guess he thought was some weird urban dialect, just like all the other politicians do, whatever group they're talking to like make them like him. And it's not racist to transcribe what Obama actually said or did. So, yes, I mean, this whole Herman Cain thing is a nightmare. I mean, why can't people support a black politician who's actually a patriot? I know they're out there. I mean, Alan West was, you know, tries to sound like he's good, but he went along with the bailout. You know, with the latest increase in the budget. And he's a big warmonger, but he's a really, really smart guy, knows exactly what he's doing, very well-spoken, charismatic. It's just terrible. But at least Herman Cain doesn't play up race card stuff. But I do agree with you, the media would still do that. Anything else on that?
Just like Bill Cosby, he would be like a black person that people could vote for. He would talk about issues. I mean, he probably wouldn't run for president, but there's black people out there that address issues. But I mean, like you said, it would be a nightmare. It's like it already plays into a false paradigm, because as soon as you talk about it, you're a racist.
Well, what if Ron Paul was black? Wow. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. All right. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm sorry, everybody else. If Gary and Joel and Otter call in tomorrow, if you get in first, like, I'll take calls tomorrow. So you can just call in and start the show, you guys. We'll go to you first. Great job to the crew. Hey, check us out tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. It airs at PrisonPlanet.tv.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining us in the first 20 minutes or so of the next hour, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, always giving us great intel, is going to join us to talk about the latest on Iran saying that they're going to send warships to off the U.S. coast. Very bad move. What does this signal? I mean, no matter what, quote, side you're on, I'm neutral in all of this baloney. This is not a good thing. Also, we can talk about the fact that alternative media reported years ago. I went and looked it up. Prison Planet 2 years ago reported on Facebook tracking everywhere you go after you leave Facebook, even when you log out, and selling the data to corporations and government. Google does that. They all do it. All the big ones are government-funded, financed, positioned behemoths. And so Wayne Madsen will be breaking that down. I noticed that Facebook, after InfoWars.com and Natural News and others in the last few days, wrote articles about Facebook admitting that, okay, they do track you everywhere you go, even after you log out of Facebook. They've now apologized and say they're going to stop. Just like the founder of Facebook called you dumb bleepers last year when it first started to come out. TomTom 2 years ago got caught selling your data and tracking you, the GPS company, and said they stop. They were in the news again yesterday, caught again, and they said, don't worry, we'll stop. This is a psychological warfare operation. When they look, there's a going for broke hoax happening. All over the country, they go on the news in the week before school and say, it's the law, go to this sports stadium and get your free shots. There is no law. 12 years ago, the federal government signed secret deals made public last year to take all the death benefits of all U.S. military personnel from World War II through to today. The government now admits that they're growing the opium in Afghanistan. It has now been confirmed in two federal courts. They've had district attorneys go public on the Texas-Mexico border. Sheriffs have gone public on this show years ago, but in the news this week, that indeed the U.S. government allows select drug cartels to bring in unlimited tonnage of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana, namely Sinaloa, and that Sinaloa is then given firearms. They don't allow guns to be sold out of shops to drug cartels and order the shops to do it. It just came out confirming what we already knew. In one shop alone, were ordered to basically sell at rock bottom prices paid for with taxpayer money to the Sinaloa cartel 2,000 firearms out of one shop alone. That came out 2 days ago. We've covered it. But, I mean, think about what this means. This morning, last night, this morning, today, I thought about just dropping everything for about a week, not doing the nightly news or having Aaron do it or others do it, not doing the radio show, and just chronicling, digging through all of our massive research and assembling thousands of pieces of bedrock government corruption, where it's absolutely admitted that they nerve gassed and killed our own troops in test, or shot up little kids with syphilis, or fed pesticide to CPS-grabbed kids just a few years ago, or are growing the opium in Afghanistan, or the CIA caught shipping cocaine in hundreds and hundreds of times, and guns into Mexico, and DynCorp and Halliburton and the Pentagon and the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, I mentioned that yesterday, DynCorp child trafficking, and it was Chicago Tribune, BBC. You also see our articles there. But the point is, it just hits me every moment that it's so overwhelming. It's so ridiculous how over the top the corruption is and how naive we are. You know, I talk to repair people that come to my house. I talk to people on the street. And I get a lot of feedback, and I talk to people who've never heard of my show. And you talk to somebody who is awake, they won't shut up, you know, telling you about things because they care. They're informed. Wow, they know what's happening in the world, and they want to stop it because they want to live in a better society, and they understand history. But when you talk to people that aren't aware, they don't know about secret spying. They don't know about bio-warfare soft kill operations. They don't know what sodium fluoride's doing to them, admitted fact. Almost every EPA scientist themselves, multiple times for over a decade, has signed petitions and said, please take it out of the water. It increases cancer, and they give all the evidence for it. Just plug my earpiece here. I mean, more and more when I sit here and I go over all the news and all the information, even before I go on air, it's mainly that the general public is in a trance. And you talk to them. I mean, I remember 12 years ago or so documenting that OnStar was listening to you all the time with NSA computers, nonstop transcribing everything you say and do in your car. And I went on air and I reported it and I got attacked and called a kook. even though I had the documentation. And then this morning, I'm listening to local talk radio, the big talk station, and I hear the talk show host with the co-host reading out of the news that, okay, wow, OnStar actually listens to you with the microphone built into the cell phone in the dash, even when you turn it off, and they sell it all to government insurance companies, and they're tracking everything you do and everywhere you go and putting it into databases. And the other host said, well, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good. They want to take care of us. And he wasn't being sarcastic. The other host said, really? And he goes, yeah, everybody should have to have these in their cars. Well, actually, the federal government's come out for more than a decade and said that that's their plan. See, here's the problem with doing this show. Just while I was sitting there talking, I remembered a month ago, Epoch Times reported on it, but it was also in other publications. In fact, try to pull this up, that Chinese government putting tracker systems in cars. And they call it a toll road system that you have to have in your car for many of the roads being toll roads. But the tech publications have analyzed it and found that it's actually a wireless tracker beacon and has a wireless audio sensor in it, and that they are listening to people in their cars. It's basically an OnStar chip, a little cell phone transmitter. And it's like, oh my gosh, the communist Chinese, aren't they incredibly draconian? So my point is, we are not in Kansas anymore. And I say that a lot. I mean, you don't need some loudmouth, obnoxious Texan up here to tell you all of this. But then it begs the question, why isn't more being done about this? Why aren't more of you angry and upset and involved? In the final equation, I don't like having a scientific dictatorship built over me by a bunch of control freaks who fall over one another to write books and publications calling for the reduction of the human population of 80% or more. They start at 80% and then have big debates, and we've written countless articles on it and showed you their documents and made the film Endgame, where, you know, they put out articles defending Dr. Pionka at UT that says 90% need to be killed, and sooner rather than later, with airborne Ebola. And I had his graduate students send me threatening emails, and I went and looked them up. These were doctors and chemists and biologists, a couple of them working in bioweapons facilities. And it was like, you know, he's a very great man. And by the way, you ought to be glad that he's so liberal. Most of us believe humans are a disease, and it will be a sheer pleasure to kill the final human. And then I'm the bad guy for being against this. They have troops growing opium on ABC News, BBC, and Fox telling us it's good. Every major vaccine manufacturer, when they study the vaccine, it's designed to do the opposite of what you're told. The Gardasil, clearly, and Dr. Tenpenny agrees, is a autoimmune disorder weapon. These other vaccines, you look at them, they're filled, chop-filled with cancer viruses. So is the Gardasil. It's hidden in plain view. It turns out, oh, wow, this isn't really attenuated. This isn't just the protein of the RNA of the virus. It's a full RNA shell combined with the aluminum, so it's going to bind with your DNA. I mean, it's hidden in plain view. It's a bioweapon. And, of course, it's screwing women up and screwing young girls up, and there's all these thousands and thousands of horror stories, and right at 24% of all vaccine adverse reactions reported to the federal system are Gardasil. By the way, on average, 2% report adverse reactions. So if it's 18, well, now it's 20 plus thousand, I was corrected. If it's 22,000 and growing, and that's 2%, holy mackerel. And again, I haven't even gotten to the news. You know, I'll just read you some headlines when we come back. It's just, at a certain point, what is the point? Like trying to convince people, hey, man, the government's out of control. It really is. Don't you want to be free? It's so creepy to have these killers over us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me start getting into the news. Later, I'm going to open the phones up as well. It's just, it's crazy to be informed and then see other people that have no idea about the three branches of government or how their state legislature works. And I'm horrified by that, you know, the danger of how they can then be manipulated by the system. But people that join the corrupt system, they love the fact that the public is so gullible and dumbed down and that tricks work on them. And, I mean, I got children. Even if I was an evil person, I wouldn't want them to grow up in a world run by corruption and lies. And I'm not saying there's some utopian thing that's possible, but we certainly could strive towards something better. We know that. We know if we just give up on all standards, things degenerate. And it freaks me out that they actually put real Al-Qaeda in charge by name, with people bragging that they've killed U.S. soldiers in Iraq, in control of Libya, and then lecture us about how Al-Qaeda is going to attack America, so I've got to have the TSA grab my genitals. And then you've got all these federal memos where they admit they use the threat of terror as a right to federalize everything as a pretext to take our freedom. I mean, it's admitted. The former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, admitted. Tom Ridge admitted it was all fake, that they issued fake terror alerts. And it's weird that it's almost like the more corrupt it gets, the more some people just buy into it. Because, well, it's the establishment doing it. Now, Congress does have the lowest approval rating ever, and there's all the big polls out that people, the vast majority, think the government's not, you know, in their best interest. And mainstream media is losing more and more credibility and viewers. I mean, those numbers come out every day. So I should be positive, but it's not enough. It's not enough to just not believe these people or not like them. They know you're awake, and so they're going to wreck everything and bring in a hardcore tyranny to suppress us. This isn't like we're just going to figure out they're evil and everything goes away. It's at the point you figure out they're evil that they really show their teeth. I mean, I saw this, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. It was reported that a bunch of surface-to-air heat-seeking missiles, the type that one guy can operate, you pull up on a highway outside an airport. You know, these things, a lot of them I was reading have, can go up 10, 15,000 feet. A plane takes off. It has no way to avoid it. It's at 2, 3,000 feet, flying over a neighborhood. The guy fires it. Boom, aircraft goes down. And the feds will love that. You see, in old time systems, and even just 50 years ago, if an agency screwed up and let something happen, they wouldn't get more power. They would get in trouble. People would get fired or go to jail. Now you get promoted. This is exactly what they want. And so here it is. It's confirmed. Thousands of missiles are missing in Libya. Now, remember, it was in the Washington Post last Friday that they're using drone bases in Libya and surrounding areas to, quote, fight Al-Qaeda in the region. Because they know the average person reading that doesn't put two and two together and go, but wait, they admit they put Al-Qaeda in power, and the groups fighting the Libyan rebels are the opposite of Al-Qaeda, not saying they're really good either. But it's just like when Bush said Iran is with Al-Qaeda and Ahmed, Dinajad is with Al-Qaeda and the dictator, because they've had fake elections of Afghanistan. Mohammad Karzai says, sir, they are not with Al-Qaeda, because he knew all over the Arab and Muslim world that was ridiculous. It was like saying, you know, Bill Clinton is Chinese or something. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But they're talking to an American audience. And I remember hearing Bloomberg radio a few weeks ago, and they were laughing, going, Americans don't even hold passports on average or know where Europe is. Ah, they'll never understand. They're being screwed. And they were giggling. But it's true. I wouldn't laugh about it unless it was sardonically in a sad way. I guess in a satirical, sick laugh. I mean, I do that sometimes. But this was a celebratory laugh. Aha, the American people are idiots. And here was the investor class getting off on that. You know, when you pull down society, it pulls you down as well. You end up getting carjacked. You end up getting robbed. Your daughter ends up marrying trash. You don't get away with all this stuff. And, all right, here it is, ABC News. Nightmare in Libya. Thousands of surface air missiles unaccounted for. And now they're going to have checkpoints everywhere, because Al-Qaeda is going to attack us. But nobody asked the question. Al-Qaeda leader is now writing columns for the London Guardian. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You know, I think the point that I need to make again, because it's so central, is that it is mentally ill to know that the government is run by corrupt, ruthless special interests who are above the law and are getting away with crazier and crazier stuff by the day. And then to continue, though, to believe anything the government or the media owned by these big banks tells you. That is crazy. I mean, if you had an employee that lied to you 10 times, you'd fire him for sure. On the second or third time, it wouldn't get to 10. If you had a neighbor that constantly lied to you, after three or four times, you'd learn that that guy's bad news and you'd stop talking to them. You might even move. I know I've moved before when I've had bad neighbors. But instead, because we don't feel like we can get rid of these criminals, we just kind of give in to them. Well, that's what the pimp does. You know, he slaps me across the face. It's really a broken attitude. So, yes, the people know on average, every poll shows it, the vast majority, over 80%, know the government killed Kennedy, know the Federal Reserve's private ripping us off, and know that we're in trouble and don't want the TSA sticking their hands down our pants. That's right at 90%. And don't want it at the NFL. That's above 85%. And But the establishment's answer is not going to be, oh, well, we'll just go away. No, they're used to having their way. That's why they proposed martial law in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's why all over the country they're just banning citizens' communications or arresting people that try to politely bring up government corruption at city council meetings. That's why the North Carolina governor, the media is trying to say it was a joke now, but he told the newspaper it was not a joke. He said it seriously, that because of the crisis, they should just suspend Congress, suspend elections for 2 years, which would be suspending Congress. It wouldn't be a real Congress anymore. And that's all part and parcel with the super Congress making the spending decisions on what bills get brought forward. That is the power of the purse. Out of the general house into a super Congress. The Senate now is involved in bringing forward, because there's senators that are on it, along with House members, bringing forward spending legislation, completely unconstitutional. And then even, you know, so-called patriots and people out there can't get their minds around the fact that this is new and draconian. They're like, well, we've had special committees before, not like this one we haven't. Ron Paul got it right and said it's not in the Constitution. But that's not even strong enough language for what we're dealing with. So what happens is people just get accustomed to tyranny by degree, and they make more and more and more and more excuses for it. Look at this stack of news right here. In fact, if you give me a document cam shot in there, prisonplanet.tv, folks can watch this. All this news is up at Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. If you're a radio listener, and you can go check it out. OnStar kills plan to track ex-subscribers. Every time they get criticized for this by the alternative media and it gets picked up, they say, okay, well, we won't do that now. You notice they sent a message out saying, even if you opt out or turn off the service, we're going to have audio link and listen to you, and we're going to track everywhere you go, and we're going to sell that to insurance companies and the government. But you don't think they're just you have all this technology because they care about you. You don't just think you get a digital cable box because they love you. It's tracking everything you do. There was a public school in California, another one in Pennsylvania. A few years ago, they came out and said, kids, be good. We're watching you at home over your laptop. And it was a minority of parents came out and said, well, that's Big Brother. And the school said, no, that's safety. And then the school had such disdain when they got criticized, they suddenly switched gears and lied and said, we're not listening or watching you. They said, but you were on the news. Here you are saying it. So lawsuits were filed and the thousands of videos. It was tens of thousands of videos and tens of thousands of photos of kids in the shower. The school administrators, the teachers could hardly get their work done watching the kids at home. Police were calling kids into the principal's office because they were seen eating pills. Turned out it was Skittles. And I've noticed that when I was warning people about this beforehand, when these big companies were bragging in their stock prospectus boil downs and stockholder reports that they were watching everybody at home and tracking everybody and listening to everybody, and every major company was doing it. Telecommunications Act since 96, everything wired in by federal regulatory law to do this. But see, they weren't ready for the public to know about that at that time. So I'd talk about it and show documents. They'd be like, you know, national TV, local news. This guy is a lunatic. The government, the corporations would never do that to you. Now that we've been eased into this, they're like, oh, yeah, every big company's doing it. That's actually their biggest profit margin. Why, the major pizza chains are now, in some cases, making more money per quarter on tips to law enforcement because they get 25% of the fines and fees than they do off pizza sales. I remember seeing a case, must have been 15, 16 years. No, my grandfather was really still alive and in good shape then. I guess that was actually in. I was in high school. That was like 20 years ago. And I remember I used to go over some Sundays and watch 60 Minutes when my grandma made dinner. Grandma's still alive. And watch 60 Minutes. I'll never forget watching 60 Minutes. And it was about how the airline ticket people in many cases, make double or triple. One lady was paid $30-something thousand a year, and she's made over $100,000 that year. In when people paid cash, calling air marshals on them, and then they would just confiscate the cash and go, "You shouldn't have $10,000." And it was a case of where the guy sued and fought back. He was from South Carolina, flying to Houston, and he liked the cash business. It turned out his taxes were all paid and everything, and then he'd get a discount for paying cash. He's an old guy on the barrel head. For the trees, they would then ship by 18-wheeler, a whole bunch of 18-wheelers up to the Carolinas. And they took his $10,000 and everything. And it turned out that that ticket teller was getting some of the money. I remember watching 60 Minutes, actually a pretty good show sometimes, kind of old-line journalism. You know, they're still globalists, but they're so arrogant and want to be on top that they still report on things about major hospitals killing people for their organs. Of course, it was the usual suspect, Illinois, New York, places like that. And, of course, just a few years before, my dad said, do not sign your organ donor card. Word is, in Dallas hospitals, they won't save you and will harvest your organs. And my dad was a dentist, oral surgeon, and had worked rewiring jaws and things in hospitals and knew a lot of doctors. But I still remember thinking my dad was crazy when I was doing my driving test when I was 15. He said, do not sign that organ donor card, son. Do not sign it. Because the word is, doctors in town say don't sign it. But that's just a doctor-to-doctor thing, you see. And I'm thinking, my dad is a funny guy, he's a smart guy, but come on. This stuff isn't true. And then 60 Minutes, they're taking your organs. They caught him in Austin taking organs of people and letting them die to get them and taking their corneas. That's the big ones. They even had one case where they thought they'd let the guy die and they'd let the anesthesia go away, and they'd already taken one of his kidneys. That happened a few years ago, and he woke up and on the operating table, and the doctors were like, put him down, and a nurse rebelled, so the guy got sewed up and lived. That's why we know about it. But, you know, that's how crime works, though. Because that's how those hospitals work. They'll give those doctors a little cut on the side of the 400,000, 500,000 organs they'll pull out of somebody. And see, it's only our naivete that allows all this to happen. I know I keep going back to that. But I talk to men and women and others, and they can be successful business people. But if they're not tuned into the real world, they're only specialized in their area and they care about going to the movies or playing golf or collecting wristwatches or motorcycles or whatever it is. You tell them basic stuff that's absolute fact and they'll look at you like you're crazy. In fact, this morning I was listening to this local talk show host and he was talking about the conspiracy theorists that don't like OnStar listening to you and tracking you. So see, I was a kook before for saying it was happening, but now I'm still a kook. I'm still a kook now that it has come out and is admitted. I'm a kook for not liking it. That's like medical device seller guy I talked to on air, but I've talked to other people in person it's happened to. And he went back to his company many years and said, look, I want to start working in the office. I want a desk job, even if it's a pay cut. Because I am tired of having my genitals grabbed all the time and going through this, and they want to put me in microwave scanners. And his boss said, well, so you're a conspiracy theorist now. Now, let's get this straight. He doesn't like going in a microwave oven. He doesn't like having his space violated. This is not disputed. This is going on. Not liking it is a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, some of these local shows, I only try to call in every 2-3 months. And this particular show, I've called in before, and this call screener says, no, Alex, I actually know the program director. And he's like, oh, please call them. We'd love to have you on any of the shows. But, you know, the call screener, oh, I talked to the host. They don't want your input. They just want to sit there and make jokes about me. Or when somebody calls in and brings up a fact, well, hey, Ron Paul's actually winning many of these polls and in second or third place. Oh, yeah, and they start playing X-Files music or Imperial Battle March and go, that sounds like Alex Jones. Turning the light on at night, if you go outside to put something in the trash can is evil, is a conspiracy theory. Thinking, being involved, watching your step, it's weird. You see, it's an attribute to be a sucker, to be a chump, to be an idiot. I mean, this is beyond 1984. In this nightmare, horrid future that he foresaw under English socialism, Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell, imagined where there's cameras and microphones at the park hidden, and where your TV watches you two-way. I mean, I remember a engineer from Time Warner contacting me 15 years ago, and then even coming to my house and meeting with me and showing me the Scientific Atlantic cable box and showing me how there was a built-in microphone and explaining that no one, it wasn't in the manual, it wasn't advertised what you would use it for, and that it was two-way. And that they were going to come out with DVR systems soon, other companies were, and that it was going to track everything you did. Of course, now that's all admitted. And I went on air and warned people and got laughed at. And then years later, I had a Time Warner cable guy at the house, one of the installers. And I said, you know, that's got a microphone. And the guy's like, yeah, I know it's got one, but so what? Why are you acting like I was weird? Because, I mean, this is what I'm talking about here. Oh, you don't like people grabbing your genitals. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's like saying, I like strawberry ice cream, not chocolate. And they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, I prefer Dodge over Ford. Well, you're a conspiracy. Thinking is now a conspiracy theory. I prefer lime Topo Chico mineral water over regular. See, it's a throwaway line that they now just use against people. It's like when that trader came out, that stock trader came out on Goldman Sachs and said, they rule the world, we're going to have a depression, the money's all going out of Europe. And BBC responded to their own report, Forbes did, I covered it last night on the Nightly News, and said, is this a hoax? Is he a real traitor? Because what he said was so true, they just tried to imply, oh, it's a hoax, instead of making it about the real issues he talked about. They always want to change the subject. So they had articles out early in the week going, is OnStar really listening? When it was sent to 6 million OnStar customers in North America and was confirmed by hundreds of technology publications and blogs, still, last week and this week, it was, is it real? Is it real? Nightly News. They knew full well that it was real. But they had to first say, is it real, to discredit it in the mind and say, is it a conspiracy theory? And then say, okay, they are, but now they're not going to listen to you and track you. But if you read the fine print, they're saying, okay, if you opt out, we won't track you anymore. But of course, these are big, brazen, exempt, immune, multinational, tax-exempt companies. They are going to continue. TomTom gets caught 2 years ago. They're caught again. Facebook caught 2 years ago. They're caught again. They're not caught. This is a bum rush. I remember 10 years ago, they had a big conference on RFID and tracking with big corporate leaders in Chicago. And I was reading through the transcript. A listener emailed it to me who had, and I went to the area. And it had the big CEO up there going, our prospectus analysis shows 87% of people are against RFID and tracker systems. But in another study, we show that over 90% will end up submitting if we just force the issue. But we've got to have industry unification to have mass adoption of this system. And the total goal is total tracking and predictive systems that will allow us to predict future trends within close to 100% probability. Applause. They're up there. We have a crystal ball takeover system. We will force this through. I mean, they're just right there in your face saying, we are going to force this down their throats. And I can't even get the general public to wake up, because they were preconditioned this didn't exist. Instead of going, wow, I was lied to. This government and these corporations are out of control. It's like, well, okay, they're listening to us, but I still like the government. And maybe it's reasonable. It's this little ninnying thing where these metrosexual men, I've noticed, they will, like, team up with the corruption. They'll go, well, I'm for that then. And it's just like, just because you sit there and play in your mind, make believe that the government's your imaginary friend, it isn't your friend. You're a schmuck. That's the word for you. A schmuck. A sucker who loves, a willful moron. And I am sick of willful morons who want to be slaves and then who all get together and go, I think it's good they're going door to door with forced inoculations in California under color of law. You should do that. I don't want to get sick from you not being vaccinated. Hey, moron, if you've been given a vaccine that protects you, then why do you care what I do with my body? Get out of my life. I got all this fake racism news, too, they're really pushing. It's now reached like a witch hunt for a guy was out in an ice cream cone outfit from Puerto Rico. They thought it was a Klan event. It's all coming up, the economy and more. Stay with us.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he sees.
All right, I want to get into some economic news ahead of Wayne Madsen joining us on some geopolitical developments, including Iran saying they're going to send warships to the U.S. coast. That's a horrible idea. OnStar kills plan to track X subscribers. And again, they've now come out and said, okay, we're not going to track you now, even if you never activate it. See, something shouldn't like that shouldn't come as a automatic in all General Motors cars. You should have to opt into that. But notice, oh, here it is, but don't worry, you don't have to turn it on. Yeah, right. Here's another one. Facebook tracks your every move even after you're logged out. That was on Infowars.com yesterday. Now today, we didn't mean to track you, says Facebook, as social network giant admits to bugs in new privacy row or fight. Remember what Zuckerman said? He said, you're a bunch of dumb effers. He said, our users trust us, and just started laughing. Oh, it's so much fun. He admitted he did that. See, the globalists revel in the fact that you don't want to believe they're bad people. And so because you won't admit that, they've got free reign over you. They've got free reign over all of us. All right, I got a bunch of other news. This is getting insane. Drudge linked to this yesterday. AP labeled racist for accurately transcribing Obama's speech. Meanwhile, a Puerto Rican guy, I don't even know what the Ku Klux Klan is, was in an ice cream outfit, and people thought it was the Klan, caused a big freak out. They got a UC Berkeley bake sale, ignites protest. Why? They got a law about to be signed by the governor that says if you're black, you pay a lot less tuition, and that is discriminatory. Two wrongs don't make a right. So they're calling them racist for illustrating it, for illustrating the racism. The Air Force is going to be targeting on the highways of America underage drinkers. That's how they decided to roll out troops on the streets. That's all coming up. But I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up, maybe towards the end, too, with another update. This is exactly what Ted said was happening Monday. COMEX gold in solidly higher on bargain hunting, weaker U.S. dollars. So the dollar only spiked for a while. Higher crude oil prices. Gold, silver jump as dollar sags. Selling pressure eases, so that's from Kitco, Forbes, and Barron's. And they admit that it's all the big margin increases. You know, they've basically made it super hard to trade in gold digitally. But all that's doing is forcing people into the physical market, Ted has found. I want to be clear with you. Ted is having 10 times the sales he has ever seen right now. You would think that people, he's the owner of Genesis, the owner of Midas Resources, great patriot. You would think, because in past, when gold's down, people don't buy, which I think is stupid. Ted and I buy when it's down. This is a buying opportunity for gold and silver. The market fundamentals are all there. People have actually gotten that. And Ted is basically selling out of most of everything he's got. Ted, this is the first time you've seen this. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. I can tell you right now, I've talked to a lot of wholesalers across the United States and other gold dealers, too, and it's all the same thing. They've been able to force people out of the futures market, but they haven't done anything with the physicals. Even Bloomberg was reporting yesterday that China, the demand for jewelry just went through the roof when the price went down. It's like people are moving into the physical market, or they look at the warning signs and everything that's going on. They're moving into the bullion market. It's all they're taking out are the people that are trading in the futures market, which has a tendency to drive the market forces. But I can tell you right now, if you can stomach the volatility, the governments, and I don't even think this is coming out of Washington, D.C. I would say the central banks that control the world, that New World Order you always talk about, is pushing the reserve requirements down, and that's why we have the volatility. That's why we can get a better buy at this time.
But it is starting to go back up, folks, so get on the gold train, silver train today. Call and ask about the index of radio specials they've got at the lower prices, 800-686-2237. Don't lose this opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.